General Manager Tim Bezpachenko, good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Great having you on. I know that asking you if you feel differently, of course you feel differently than you did last year. In what way? I mean, give us your mindset. Look back 365 days and how you feel today. What's different?
I think there's so many things that come with MLS Cup hosting. You have family coming in town. You have the whole league sort of takes over the game. And there's a number of events that take place. So I think, you know, it wasn't that we were just happy to be here last year, but there was, you know, you want to enjoy the experience as well, knowing that the most important thing is what takes place on the pitch. But I think we were about sort of enjoying the entire experience and winning last year as well. But this year, I think it's about winning. It's about getting on and performing and finishing what we weren't able to do last year. And anytime you've done something, I think it just feels different the second time in any experience in life. And I think that's the case here.
Tim Bezpachenko, our guest, 848 on Brady and Price. We'll get into some of the nuts and bolts of this, but let's go fashion. I saw you at the game Wednesday. You came on with James Charbonnet. Quite splendid, sartorially speaking. But do you avoid whatever you wore last year? Do you avoid there's lucky ties, but are there unlucky ties and dress shirts and blazers? You know, what do we do here?
You know, it's funny you say that. The first couple of years I was here, I was a little bit superstitious in some ways, but you start to become a slave to those things, and so I've actually gone the complete other direction, and I actually intentionally don't wear certain things, even if we did win, just because I think you become a slave to it. And people around here are talking about they're going to wear the same clothes and whatnot, and I'm like, don't do it,
don't do it.
It snowballs into something you can't control, and then you start to not have the ability to make any decisions. So anyway, I'm trying not to be superstitious this year.
I think that's what, and next thing you know, you wear the same thing and Seattle has 11 shots on goal instead of none. I mean, anything can happen. So we're a week ago we don't want that. We're a week ago tonight is the Columbus moment, and it's the Jozy Altidore moment. Take our listeners through about a real-time span for you of about 12 minutes from picking up the injury. He's on, he's off, he's on the far side of the pitch, he's on the near side of the pitch, a sub's warming up for him, and then that moment. And to me, I was there, you were there, but it's always going to be a quintessential Toronto sporting moment, not just your soccer team, but a biggest city in Canada sports moment. Tell us what the genesis was for you of those moments.
Yeah, it was a massive moment, and for me, obviously watching it up, in the room next to you, we were, you know, I actually didn't catch the play because he was standing at the back post when Awful, their right back, kind of fell onto Josie's leg and it kind of buckled a little bit, and so you had to watch the replay to see that it was an ugly accidental challenge. And so, you know, what you see is him get up, and typically you can kind of, you know, everyone knows who plays, you can kind of run it off or walk it off, and you saw him try to do that. But when he went down after that, I was obviously concerned. I did know that knowing the moment and the game that Josie was going to stay on no matter he was going to stay on if he could, right? And he was going to try to go as long as he could on that ankle. And then he went down. So he's limping around on the field, and he's not going up for the ball. I think one, there was a corner kick. He didn't go up for a header. And so I'm like, okay, he's probably going to get subbed soon. I mean, Greg, I think Armando Cooper was warming up on the sideline, and I thought it was interesting. I didn't know if Greg was going to make that substitution because Armando was already warming up, or he was going to have to make a different tactical change than when he saw Josie go down. And then Josie went to the sideline a second time, and he went down, and he asked to change his shoes. So I actually thought at that point he's probably going to get his ankle wrapped, and he might be okay. And at that moment I felt that he was at least going to give it a go for another 10 minutes. And then he obviously gets it wrapped and gets back out in the field. And again, he's sort of limping around, but the play comes from a goal kick. Alex Bono, you know, sends it upfield, and it's really important. There's a couple of things that people don't realize on that play. I mean, Josie brought Josh Williams into the midfield and then didn't go up for the head ball. So if you think about it, if he actually has an ankle, a healthy ankle, he actually might go up for the head ball and flick it past and to somewhere else. But what happened was Josie did not go up for the head ball. It goes to Seba, who holds off the ball with a lot of strength, actually. And then there's a clever little back heel that goes to Josie, who taps it to Victor Vasquez. And then, as Greg said, I have to quote our coach here, like Kaiser Sosa. He just from not being able to walk, all of a sudden you find the adrenaline and the energy, and, yeah. and you know you just have to get it done. He sprints 10 yards, it makes the difference. And those are the plays. Obviously, a well-weighted pass from Victor. There's a little hesitation in there for all the soccer fans out there. That Victor's hesitation really allows Josie to go through. But that play is why you bring in some of these players. And there's certain players that rise in moments, and Josie is certainly one of those players. I mean, it was absolutely incredible.
And a great moment, and great on him. But you know what? You got another game. That was last time. Now it's now. And I saw him on the field yesterday, on the pitch, excuse me, and he looked like himself. How close to 100% is he? Because you need this guy.
Yeah, I mean, he took it slow the last few days. Yesterday, I know he was doing some running in the pool to keep the weight off of that ankle. And then I think after that, then he got out and was doing some single leg hops. I know he felt it, but there wasn't a whole lot of pain. So then yesterday he was able to get out on the pitch. I guess that was 2 days ago. And then yesterday he was able to get out. Yeah, I don't think he participated fully. But he's getting close, and he's going to be out there. So I don't think there's a concern at this point that he's not going to play. The question really is to what degree. But as we've seen, you know, I think he can step up in the big moments, and I think he'll do that on Saturday.
Really quick, Seattle was far from conservative against Houston. They laid it all out there playing in Texas, and they got home and really put a stomping on them. So they have this. If people are fringe fans, they say, well, they must be really conservative. They just played for the. This will be a different group this year, and I think the match will, and I think it's earlier in the day, so that has a different aggressiveness to it. No one can play for a draw here. It benefits no one to go to penalty kicks. What kind of Seattle team do we see?
You know, I sure hope so. I hope that they come out and they actually want to play soccer and give the fans what they want to see, which is an entertaining match. Obviously, you know, I don't fault them for doing what they needed to do to win last year, I suppose. But at the same time, they have a really talented team. They've earned it. They're second in the out in the West, and they have a really strong defense. I don't think they've given up a goal in the playoffs yet. But they have a talented forward core. I mean, they have Clint Dempsey's back healthy, who did not play in last year's playoff. Jordan Morris, who's on the U.S. men's national team, has started to find his form and get back. Will Bruin has done well. And so they have a forward core and a midfield that can hold the ball and possess the ball and play some good soccer. So, look, I'm hoping that they come out and they actually play, and then we can open up this game and give what the fans give the fans what they want.
Great talking with you, Tim. We wish you 3 restful night sleeps and a night of celebration.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.